might not get through all of this, but I found this at the American Thinker, and it is a fascinating piece. It's more in line with what I have always said, and that is it's about the collection of ballots. It has nothing to do with votes. The Democrats are worried about ballot distribution and ballot collection, not individual votes. They don't care about voting on election day and so on and so forth. They need that, but it's not the key to what they do. It's a database latency. It's a geeky term, but it's how they did it, according to Jay Valentine. A policeman pulls over a speeder, for example. The police computer picks up that 3 hours earlier, a similar vehicle and individual held up a liquor store. So the police are on alert. No latency, no delay, you see. County election managers changed the zip code of 31,000 voters on September the 3rd, the week that ballots go out. 31,000 of those are found to be undeliverable because someone collects those valid ballots afterwards. On September 15th, those addresses are changed back, quietly, of course. The National Change of Address Database, NCOA, will not pick up those address changes. They didn't happen because there's no history. Many states send ballots to everyone. Recipients often none the wiser that they never received a mail-in ballot. They may vote in person. Oops, you already voted? You ever heard that? You already voted. I haven't voted. Mm-hmm. Our bad guy pals know they can change voter rolls, take an action, then change them back. Who would know? 1,000 voters are changed from inactive, voted, then changed back, and how would you ever know? With lots of complex footwork, you could eventually tell them from their voter history file months after the election is already done. What are you going to do about it? Reverse the election? We see what happened there. The new and current ballot gathering strategy mandated by the almost universal mail-in ballots adds pretty cool database games exploiting database latency. That latency is a delay. As you gather, it's when database records lag behind reality. And the ballot gathering scammers know about latency. It's the ground game. To Republicans, election engineering is civics. To Democrats, it's business. And they're pretty damn good at it. They know the Republicans have hundreds of diligent election sleuths working in basements and dining room tables, checking voter rolls for the dead and the fakes. They know those people rely on the NCOA, that's the database, and Melissa and other batch, highly latent services as their baseline. If someone moved, it shows up 2 months later. A real voter moved. They want to keep it getting the St. Jude's donation cards. They fill in their NCOA form and get mail forwarded to their new address. Our fraud detectives find this person. Maybe someone voted for them. Cross one out. Phantom one. But our bad guys are happy to give up a few retail-level ballots to hide their wholesale-level ballot-gathering apparatus. They count on it. Here it is. The fraud equation taking place across the country. Count the in-person votes on Election Day. Count the early in-person votes. Shut down the system. You know, Atlanta, water leak, Maricopa County, anything you can think of. Bring in those undeliverable ballots gathered when you change voters' names, addresses, and zip codes, then change them back. Determine the votes you need to win, press the win button, and boom, there it is. Wait for the Republicans to file a lawsuit months after the election is over. Floating ballots are the lifeblood Democrats need to win, and when they will, when they do. Ballot gatherers know that Republicans use dumb technology, relational databases, NCOA, all non-real-time, highly latent systems. Bad guys are happy to watch Republicans waste time finding ones and twos while the real action takes place by the thousands, invisible to these batch, latency-prone systems. The RNC helps with this antiquated big data system, equally invisible to anything that happens within a month. And if you want to run for office, it's even uglier. A latency-prone database like the RNC uses to pick one tells you how your voter was prone to vote over the last 10 election cycles. She leans Republican, it says. Unfortunately, it doesn't tell you she leaned Republican for years until a dollar store was built across from her house and she donated to Greenpeace. Real time means something. It means your Democrat opponent knows that. She's real time. You aren't. You are the RNC and you are latency plagued. You, dear candidate, are using the RNC latency database to get out the voter for your opponent because you are latent. You don't know what's going on in real time. Now let's take a short walk into the future of how we fight ballot gathering with technology. A fun peek. We know an election commission is going to do anything possible to make a Democrat win. the Wisconsin Election Commission, Arizona's Maricopa County, seven states in 2016, for instance. Rather than wasting time on batch NCOA, we get a daily copy of the election roll. Ouch, that's expensive. The list in Wisconsin, for example, is $12,000. Did you know the Democrats bought it 28 times before the 2016 election? 28 times. What's a governorship worth? How much does a contested Senate seat cost? $50 million? How about a presidential campaign? Why would anyone spend $50 million on a Senate seat and let the other side own the election rolls? Good question for Ronna McDaniel. We take that election roll with perhaps 15 million voters, Florida, for instance, or Texas, compare every voter against every other voter and address down to the cell level and see any differences every single day. What do we find? In real life, for example, this month, we found a county that changed 31,500 zip codes, yet the voter remained at the same address. Curious, right? That means the voter did not change their address, continued to receive all their mail except one important item, a ballot sent from the Voter Commission. Our teams in Wisconsin and Florida are finding this scam by the truckload. Do not email me that this is not real. And NCOA, well, they are totally blind to this because the addresses are changed back. The Fractal team spent the last 20 months with the guidance of Mike Lindell, encouragement from the great Sheriff David Clark, and over a dozen election integrity teams advancing current voter integrity analysis from the ancient batch late into the modern current real time. We learned the core strategy to fight ballot gathering fraud is real-time analysis of voter rolls and cast ballots. It is also real-time analysis of ballot collection points, like large apartment complexes and dorms where ballots gather because there's not an apartment number. The question now is whether Republicans want to start leading with technology or continue to spend millions on big data, data-driven batch buzzwords. It's about time we find out. You can read this article again. An American thinker. Latency. Flip it for a few days, flip it back, nobody sees it, ballots go out, voila. Let that sink in.